You listen to this podcast every day because it's your KC local reliable news source. You take us seriously. But you know, we like to get down and we want you to party with us. Join us at our annual benefit Radioactive on June 14th. NPR's All Things Considered host Ari Shapiro is the featured guest at this party, and it's gonna be bumping. You gotta be there. Sponsorship packages and ticket information are available at kcur.org/radioactive.
UpToDate wants to know what you're talking about with family and friends. You can text UTD to 816-601-4777 to tell us. Again, 816-601-4777. This is UpToDate on KCUR 89.3. Well, Sally Faith admits that she has the gift of gab. After all, she was a politician for many years. Sally served for 4 2-year terms in the Missouri House of Representatives. She gave up her seat in 2011 when she was elected mayor of St. Charles outside of St. Louis. But Sally had nothing to say on the day she was told that she had dementia. Over time, she developed a philosophy about it. There's nothing she can do about it, she would say, and it's also okay. Sally Faith joins us now to talk about that new book. That book is titled, I'm Losing My Mind, I'm Not Losing My Mind, A Frank Perspective About Living with Early Dementia. Sally, nice to have you on our program. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate this opportunity. And I'm losing my memory, but I'm not losing my mind.
There you go. I was struck by how you got the news that you had early onset Alzheimer's. How did that come about?
Well, two of my best friends talked to my son, and he came and talked to me. And when he said, your friends are calling me, and my wife and my son and his wife, they agreed with him. When he agreed with me, that was the end. I knew there was something wrong.
How did you feel, Sally, about the fact that your friends went to your son instead of coming directly to you? You weren't happy about it, were you?
I was livid. But you know what? It's good they did it. And I've talked to them and thanked them for doing that. So if you're, and they went to my son because they knew him, and I was not happy, but I'm over it.
Had you been thinking that maybe you might have Alzheimer's, Sally, because were there signs that you had noticed yourself?
Good question. It was during the pandemic. Of course, I had left the city and was retired, and I knew something was wrong. Did I know what it was? No. Did I think I had something? I didn't know. And who do I go to? I didn't know either. But the only thing I had, not the only thing, but my doctor was the person that I knew that's where I had to go to. But after that statement came from my son, we scheduled an appointment and went, and he went with me.
And you got the news. Can you tell me, how do they determine if you have Alzheimer's?
Well, you're right. And as you know, it is very... I went to my medical doctor. He gave me some tests and said to me, I think you should call your girlfriends and tell them thank you. And and then said, I'm going to send you to a neurologist. Then I went to the neurologist, and she did other things in addition to what Dr. Kramer did, and said, when I walked in the door, said, you have early dementia. It is not curable. And you can take medication that might slow it down, but maybe not. When I left, I was depressed. All right.
I was just going to say, Sally, how did that news hit you?
Oh, Well, made me silent. Can you believe that? I quit talking. She
As
made
I said,
me
yeah.
quit. She made me quit talking, and but I was shocked. I had to absorb it. I had to figure it out. I had to think, and so that's what I did.
Your neurologist was pretty direct. She didn't beat around the bush, and you said you appreciated that.
Well, you're right. I did. And one of the things she said to me, bless her heart, is she said, first thing I walked in the door before she told me the other information was she said, you walk crooked. You don't walk right. I thought, I'm going to die, and you are worried about how I walk? But she did that to get my attention, and she was right. And so now, after this term has gone on, I walk better than I've ever done before because she said that.
And is the way you walked, was that connected to your Alzheimer's diagnosis?
No, it was not. It's the fact that she got my attention, and well, in a way, it is. All right, I heel toe. You got to work heel toe because I don't want to fall. Falling is one of the most fearful things that will happen to us as we get older. And so I got my legs strong, and I can maybe fall and get up. And I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm just saying she made the decision for me. And I didn't ignore it.
I'm visiting with former Missouri state lawmaker and mayor of St. Charles, Sally Faith. Her new book, I'm Losing My Memory, I'm Not Losing My Mind, A Frank Perspective About Living with Early Dementia. You know, I should point out that your mother died at age 74 from Alzheimer's. So clearly heredity is a big factor in contracting this disease. Did that, you know, in some way, were you expecting it, given your mother's struggle with it?
And that's a good question, and I appreciate you asking it. I was an only child. I'm an only child, and my son's an only child. And when she passed away, I went to a meeting at University of St. Louis, of the I went there, and sometimes my mouth doesn't match either. Okay.
That's okay.
I still have bad days. Okay. Thank you for forgiving me.
Yeah.
So I went to a meeting, and basically then when she passed 15 years ago, and still now, the decision is just because I have that thing, then it doesn't mean I'm going to have it. But you know what? Because I don't have it doesn't mean I won't have it. So it's just, it's still that way. And that's what that process is. And it's been going on for a long time.
But certainly for our listeners, if a mom or a dad once had the disease and you're wondering about it, that might be something to think about, right?
Absolutely. And I thought about it all the time. But I can't let it run over me. I have to keep going forward.
You know, there's so many things in your book that I appreciated in the way you approach this topic and the very frank conversation you have with readers about what you went through. And this next question falls into that category because when you first found out, Sally, that you faced a dilemma, that you faced this disease, you faced a dilemma, and the dilemma was, should you tell your friends or not? What did you decide to do?
Well, you know what I did is I made a decision. I had a couple of friends, other friends, who said, I'll keep your secret. And then a couple of days later, I had another friend call, and don't get me wrong, they're none of those. The first group that told on me or talked to my son, you need that help. Me, Sally, I need that help. And that got me busy and moving forward. And so the second person said, I'll keep it a secret. And, you know, 2 days later, I thought, wait a minute, I'm not a secret. I'm going to tell the world. I'm mm-hmm. going to tell everybody. But I had to work out how to do that. And can I keep talking?
Yes.
And so I don't, you can't put a sign on your back. What do? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I started out with certainly the fact that I had retired. Everybody, as I started going out into the community and I'd talk to people, they'd say, well, what are you doing? And I'd say, I'm writing a book. And they said, well, what is the name of the book? And I said, I told them the name, and I have early dementia. There was dead silence in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it's not because I'm not blaming anybody. It's because what do you never know what to say and things like that.
Right.
But I use that for everybody that asked me that, what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I made sure I was out more than I would have been possibly. I was out everywhere looking, and I met people that knew me and knew that I was retired, and I used that same thing. And as they talked to their friends and stuff, it just made it easier, and I'm so glad I did it.
And doctors have told you, Sally, that that was exactly the right thing to do, that you don't want to close yourself off from the world. In fact, it's better for your long-term prospects if you do just the opposite, if you get out like you've been doing.
You bet. And also, reaching out. Nobody's going to call me and get up this morning and say, oh, I think I'm going to call Sally today. No, but I call them.
Mm.
I schedule things, coffee. I schedule I'm living in at Lake St. Charles here in St. Charles, and I've been here over a year, and my two cats, and I am, as you know, I'm a social person, right?
Mm-hmm.
We agree.
I'm getting that impression, yeah.
All right. I'm working the whole room. I'm working everywhere here. I'm working at church. It's in my blood from being a politician. You go and show up and you work, you talk to people and see what their needs are. And I am so good at it.
Hmm. So having a positive attitude was really helpful, especially early on. It's something you point out here.
Absolutely. But it took me some time. It wasn't like, oh, it was 5 days. You know, it took me time to work through it and get to the point that I'm at now. And I'm very happy and I'm producing.
We'll be right back.
If you're listening to this podcast, staying informed seems like a big priority. Start your morning with Kansas City Today. This daily news podcast tells you what's going on across the KC Metro in 15 minutes or less. Like and subscribe to Kansas City Today from KCUR, part of the NPR network.
Sally Faith is my guest. Her new book, I'm Losing My Memory, I'm Not Losing My Mind, A Frank Perspective About Living with Early Dementia. You know, in the book, you also deal with what you call a series of fears that you say you were forced to confront. One for you was family history, Sally. And I'm talking about this. In talking about this, you say it's important for caregivers to live near the person they're caring for. And that often comes up with folks who have Alzheimer's. Why is that so important?
The reason it's important, and I have done this here, my family live in a radius of maybe 5 miles. And the reason that is because when my mother first got sick, she was in about 25, 35 miles. And so I couldn't drop by. I couldn't come by, and I needed come to places and so I brought her up here to St. Charles,
mm-hmm.
and I would go on the way to work and stop and say hi, how are you doing, and if I needed help, if she needed help, I could be there quickly, and the same way with my grandson, and my son Howard.
Yeah. You know, you tell a really interesting story in this book about learning after you were diagnosed with Alzheimer's, you learned that you had a brother And you only learned this a few months after your mother had passed away. What was interesting to me about this story was when you first learned about this family mystery that you hadn't known about, you weren't sure if the story was true or not because you were battling Alzheimer's. How did you wrestle that thing to the ground?
Well, and you're right. Well, here's what happened. So I did that. I sent it because I was born in California.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote to my mother's because my mother was looking at things on the TV. And when I walked in going to work and she said, "You have a brother." Well, pretty well knocked the socks out of me. And he's a year younger than you. But then when I talked to her sister, she said, sent a letter to me and said, "You have a good life. And just forget about
it. Don't stir the pot." Yeah.
Don't stir the pot. I was here. I didn't have money to go there. I didn't know where to go, but I was so thankful that when my brother, he's 1 year younger than me, and when his son looked him all up I'm talking too fast, and so I'm getting rambling.
You're doing good.
Okay. So when his son found on the internet that he had what his mother's name was, he knew, and everything, he called his dad and said, "You have a sister." And so then from there, and I've still talked to him, and he's coming to visit this spring again.
Wow, that's a great story. And
isn't it great?
You were pretty upfront with your brother that you yourself were struggling with this, right? Dementia.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. This has been before that.
When
he came. All right, but he has come since then. And you're right. And you know, in a case like this, the person when he came, he took some time at the funeral location to stop and have some discussion with his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And why was I? And so, we're both working on animals here.
Right, right. Let me go to a phone call here from George from Kansas City, who has a question that a lot of folks will wonder about. George, you're on with Sally Faith. Good morning.
Good morning, George.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I find this interesting. I have Alzheimer's that runs in my family, so I have a couple of questions, actually. Did you have any early warning signs, number one question? Number two, did the doctors offer up any preventative measures to help keep the disease at bay, such as exercise or any medications?
Well, the first question is...
early warning signs, yeah.
Early warning, no. Because I thought I was Sally, you know, I was the mayor. I was fine but it was after I retired and came home. I don't know. It just seemed like it soaked into me, and I knew that I wasn't the chit chat lady, and I wasn't the busy person, and I wasn't this, and I wasn't that. So something was different inside me. And the other question is, until you go to a doctor. And there's no medication you can take. I mean, when you go to the doctor, I have medication. I'm taking medication to slow it down,
mm-hmm.
but it will never fix it, and it will never stop. But I'd like to add a piece here, and I think it's good news, is that the state of Missouri, has the Alzheimer's disease. And the Missouri Alzheimer's State Plan Task Force, and it was created in October 6th of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So we are looking at ways to help people know statewide in the whole state, and there's a bill that's going to be in the state, and it was given to the governor. I really appreciate the governor. He and I were freshmen. And when we came to Jeff City, and so that is in the works. But also, there's another medication that has been they've been approved in the last few months, and they will be able to extend my length of slowing it down more.
Wow.
But it's, and so those are all in the, so things are happening is what I'm trying to say.
Well, in response to George,
that's important.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is important. And also in response to George, our caller, Sally, you learned about ways to boost your brain power to help ward off the effects of Alzheimer's, like altering your routine, that kind of thing. What else, and you stay with that as much as you can. What do?
Well, good point. I have to write everything down, and this is just Sally. I'm not saying it's the answer for everybody, but it's I write things down in appointments that I've made or appointments that I'm going to, or things that I'm reading books. I'm learning to play chess. Chess is shaking my mind.
Wow!
All right.
Wow.
And so I'm doing things to work my brain. And you know what? I play the piano. And the only good things I heard about my Alzheimer's is about my dementia, which is an Alzheimer's, is that I play the piano and I will be able to play that until I die because it's on a different part of my brain.
Oh, really?
The brain is not going to, and so I play the piano, I play it by ear, I play for church, have all my life, and the words that I know to the song, I can sit down and do that, but until the end.
You know, you also point out that having conversations has become more challenging, and you've noticed that you don't look people in the eye the way you used to. Why is that?
Well, I'm thinking, and I've broke myself of that somewhat. I talk to myself
mm-hmm.
and say, because, you know, eye contact is so important. And so I've gotten better at that, but I have to work at it because I was thinking now, and I was embarrassed that I couldn't remember the names. I couldn't remember the words. And so I'm still Sally,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and so it has to be, it's a growth and keeping going and don't give up. Don't give up.
Managing embarrassment is something you've had to actively take control of, too.
Yes, that's it. Exactly. Because, you know, I don't want to be embarrassed, but hey, it's what it is. And so I am what I am, and I'm going forward.
Let's go to some phone calls here. Let's go to Ken from Lee's Summit. Ken, you're on with Sally Faith.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, thanks for taking. Hi, Sally. You are much better shape than my mother. I have just three quick observations. My mother's in her 80s. She has severe dementia. And three observations. Number one, it can destroy families. I've seen this in my family and several of my friends over the years. We're all in our 60s. Number two, many people with severe dementia are very good liars. If they forget a doctor's appointment, if they lose something, they on the spot can come up with a lie that is five of us will look at each other and just say, what? Where did she come up with that? You know? And
I understand.
Thirdly, and finally, many people with dementia, my mother never used a four-letter word in her life. We went to Catholic school for 12 years. She now swears like a sailor at us and other people. You wouldn't believe it.
Ken, I'm really glad you called, Ken, but I'm short of time here, and I want to take time to thank Sally Faith for her courage in talking about this and for writing this new book, I'm Losing My Memory, I'm Not Losing My Mind. And Sally, it was great to have you on the show. You did a great job.
Thank you very much.
Bye. You bet, Sally.
And it does happen. Okay.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Up to Date is produced by Zach Wilson, Reginald David, Elizabeth Ruiz, Zach Perez, and Hannah Cole. Our intern is Claudia Brancart. Our announcer and engineer is Paul Nakatura. Our theme music is composed and performed by the great Bobby Watson. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, KCUR podcast listener. We at KCUR have a question for you. How do you describe us? Yes, us, like KCUR. What words come to mind? We can hear you thinking, Go to kcur.org/describe and actually tell us how you answer that question. That's kcur.org/describe. And thanks.